This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want to call your attention to the fact of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. The Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, in the second letter that he wrote to Timothy in the 3rd chapter, had this to say: "All Scripture is inspired of God and is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work." Now, friends, that indicates that the Bible is all sufficient for human life. Not just some phases or facets of human life, but all phases and facets of human life. Now, it doesn't, of course, tell us every little detail of what to do in life. It doesn't tell you if you're going to work as a mechanic, how to fix an automobile, but it does give you the principles by which human life is to be governed. And what I want to talk about for this time, and perhaps the next time or two, is Christian marriage. I am convinced that the Bible makes clear that your marriage can be wonderful. And I want to talk to you about some of the basic reasons about it. When a marriage does not be what God would have it to be, there is one basic reason: because one or more of the partners is not adequate. Let's imagine that we're building a house. You hire a great architect. He's the greatest designer of a house in the world, let us suppose. And you hire a contractor, the best builder that you could find. But yet the best lumber you can find is rotten at the very best. It doesn't matter that you have a great architect and a great builder. You cannot build a great house out of rotten lumber. In the same way, you cannot build a great orchestra out of people who do not know how to play.